speaker, Brother Dino, to share the word of God with us. A true son of the house. I didn't ask him what he's going to share. I was almost about to ask him this morning, what are you sharing? And I thought, you know what, why bother? He's going to share on the house of the Lord, on the sons of the house, right? Which is a good thing. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, okay? And we all need to be sons of the house. And Dino, who was, he's the right person to talk about this. So just be blessed, receive the word of God, right? Amen?
Amen.
All right, thank you, worship team. Unless you want the worship team, no?
No.
Yeah, okay.
All right, good morning, church. Good morning. If you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
I don't think everyone heard me. If you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
The back one? All right, everybody can hear? Yeah, okay, because I can't really. Okay. Are you all ready to receive the word of God today?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not Dino who is speaking. It's God who is speaking to us today. Amen?
Yes.
And as you all know, what I'll do beforehand, and I don't want it to be a cliche, right? Today, I just, it's not a thing that Dino does, okay? We don't want that to be something like a religious thing, all right? What God has spoken to me is that, you know, some of us, like Ludwig has been saying, sometimes we feel like we've been dragged by a few things in our life, circumstances, maybe a situation, maybe family members. So when you declare this, oh, hallelujah, what I want you to do is, in your thoughts, take all these things, put them in the bubble, but we won't make them float away. It's not like that. All right? Put them there, but when we declare, oh, hallelujah, we are inviting God into it. All right? Invite God into your situation. Invite God into all your desires. Invite God into all your family members that you are, at the moment, you have burden that you're praying for. Right? And when you say, oh, hallelujah, what does it say? It says, praise the Lord. When you praise the Lord, it means that something good has already happened, right? Yeah? So when we declare, oh, hallelujah, we are declaring that the prayers that we've been sending to God, it's already answered. It's already answered in the heavens. It's just waiting to be manifested on earth. Amen? All right? So when you declare this, all right? For me personally, when I started this, my problem was nervousness. You know, public speaking, sweating and all that. And, sometimes feel a bit intimidated, right? But when we declare this, you know, we are saying, God, you are with me. God, you are in this situation. God, you are doing it for me, with me. Amen? All right, are you all ready? Okay. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Amen. Give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So, nervousness gone, everything negative gone, all right? So we believe that, you know, God is truly speaking to us today, amen? All right, so I'd like to start with the title, all right? So the title, as you all know, God has always been speaking to me about being true sons of the house. But recently, it's more that, you know, we don't, although I've been giving a lot of practical examples, like, you know, how sons behave at home, but what God's been speaking to me is that we don't want to go to this extreme that, oh, let's look in the natural, let's be a bit more what you call, be a bit more mature, quote-unquote, okay, the physical maturity. But what we want to know is that we want to be the true son of the house, which is the local church that we are part of, so we must understand what is it really means to be son, okay, son, in the Bible context, all right? Because sons of God is used a lot in the Bible, okay? So, and as we know then, we want to be true sons of God first, then only we can demonstrate how to be sons of the house. If not, we are working from, if you may, from the physical and then try to apply it to spiritual, all right? Even though that's what you call like parables, it does help us to understand. But we want to build ourselves as sons in the Spirit first, and then we work it out. Amen? All right? So, it says plainly in Romans chapter 8, right, that true sons of God, or sons of God, are those that are led by the Spirit. Okay? And the spirit of the house, or the spirit of the church, is the Holy Spirit. Okay? So unless we have this true connection with the Holy Spirit, unless we have Holy Spirit inside us speaking to us, connecting to us, then when we try, quote-unquote, try to be son of the house, we are going to do it out of our own ability. And then we'll feel tired. We'll feel a bit, why am I not doing what, you know, say, like what Dino is sharing? How come I feel very alone? Like, you know, isn't sons meant to be united together with others? How come I'm not feeling that? All right? When we're doing it out of our own ability, that's what's going to happen. We're going to feel what you call burnout. Okay, because we're trying to do it out of our own energy. So then that's why God has been speaking to me about, you know, I think what God thinks about being sons of God, or being a son, all right? So, and tying this back to the conference, when I shared that, when we all just got back, the number one that we all learned is that we all went to the conference, it's not for our own ministry. Yeah, we all have to come back to help build the house. Okay, and Ludwig explained a little bit a few weeks ago about what it means by building. It's not physical building, but in prayer we are building together. Like this morning, he's saying, build strong, because when we come into here, the atmosphere affects all of us. Yeah, so when we build the atmosphere, it's going to affect everyone that comes in. Yeah, so that's an example. But this thing about building, it's not something we can do what you call by just telling people. It has to be a lifestyle, right? So if I want to, quote unquote, build this house, I got to do it through my own life, okay? This sharing with you all is just maybe 5%, 10% only, right? The rest of it is going to be how I live my life, all right? How I build in the spirit, okay? Once you see people are praying the spirit strong, you become also strong, right? Like, for example, and then with the jumping and the dancing and all that, sometimes when you see people start dancing, especially all 500 people started dancing, it's like you just feel that, the encouragement to dance together, right? But it's not saying just dance for the sake of dancing, yeah? It's all got to do with the Holy Spirit inside us, making us really excited with the Word of God, with that song, with the words, and then we start to dance. Yeah? So all these things is all going to be part of building. If I just dance so that someone else will dance, and then I'll be like this. Hey, how come not dance? Hey, why no one? Why? Yeah? You feel like this. Then you stop because you feel embarrassed or something. Yeah? But when you say that, look, I want to build something in the spirit during worship. All right, I know that something about dancing does elevate the song or the worship a bit more. So I start dancing. It doesn't matter if someone follow or not, but you start doing it. All right, it has to be natural to you, supernaturally natural to you. Yeah. If not, you'll be dancing and then you'll be like looking around and being a bit aware of what other people are doing. Yeah. So that's just an example. I'm not saying that everyone should now start dancing and all that. Okay? It has to be something from your own heart. Yeah? Yeah. And then, when we change, or when I change by my lifestyle, and we're talking about retuning frequency and things like that, then, when we work together as one, you know, we call that covenantal relationship, right? All right? We've been hearing that, okay, time and time again, because it is a corporate destiny. It's not an individual destiny. Amen? All right? So, just to give like a broad context, this is what I receive, or what we receive, most of us, when we go to MOA, okay, the conference, is that everything is about building the house. Everything is about, well, if I want to build a house, my life must change first. I cannot just talk about building house without building my own life. And then when I'm already at that stage, like God has chosen to build a house, we must be aware there is a father of the house. All right, like Pastor Joseph, who leads us as quote-unquote mother of the house, Pastor Mei Chin, who helped us to align ourselves. Okay, sometimes we think that we are moving in the right direction, right, by our own thinking, but they point us back. Okay, they say, this is what the word says. Okay, and then we understand about covenantal relationship. We don't sort of go ahead so far and then we just leave everyone behind. We think about how do I pull my other brothers and sisters together? Amen? All right? Okay. So let's go back to then, why sons? Okay, why this word sons? Okay? Now, in Ephesians chapter 1, all right, it says that God initiated the adoption as sons for all of us. All right? He wants us to be sons. And why? And this is something a bit extra what I got from the conference when Dr. Jonathan began to describe it. You know, as a father, right? As a father, you want to give the best to your son, right? I mean, I'm not a father yet, but I think that's what, but I do have a father, yeah? And I see that his heart is always that he wants the best for me, yeah? And then God gave the example in the Bible, is that if this is what we can see in the natural, how much more our Father in heaven, yeah? So that's why he wants us to understand that we are all sons. There's this relationship thing. But of course, even though we say, oh, does it only apply to male sons? No, okay? It's both sons and daughters, yeah? Okay? They use the word sons, it's because son inherits everything that the father has. Okay? That is a spiritual implication. And then in verse 8 of Ephesians, you know, he's like, according to the richness of his grace, you know, he abound to us. So it's like you begin to see, you know, God actually wants to celebrate us, wants to lavish upon us. Okay, he wants us to have. In fact, he's already prepared everything for us. We just gotta tap into it. Okay, and he prepares the future for us. Yeah, and this is the kind of father we have. And when we understand this context of being sons, that we have a loving Father in heaven, then you see yourself being satisfied. You know, oh, this is it, okay? I know this is what I need, okay? You feel secure because you know this Father in heaven is always looking out for you. And then there's no identity crisis, yeah? There's no identity crisis, you say. All right, so same in this house, in this local house. We also have pastors who are always praying for us, always wants the best for us, okay? And then when we see this, now we understand why God is speaking to me about why is it that he wants me personally to want to understand this concept of sons. Not just believers. Yes, son will be a believer. Okay? Not just a follower. Yes, son will follow. Okay? Not just disciple, because sons will want to be taught by the father. Okay? It's like this gradual progression, but son will take on all of that. Okay? Amen? Yeah. All right? So that's just a recap and intro. The second thing is, all right? And Jesus died for us so that we can be sons. All right? In Galatians 4, verse 4 to 7, it says here, but when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So see here, another reason why we use the word sons, quote-unquote, rather than daughters, is that because his son, the spirit of his son, the spirit of Jesus, the son, is in us. So we say that we are sons of God, okay? But the Bible does use children of God as well, yeah? Okay? We don't want to go extremes, all right? And also then, when in John chapter 1, verse 12, it says that to as many as receive Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, all right? So this all is showing that, you know, Christ is not just died for us just so that we can gain an entry into heaven. All right? That is, yes, that is true. But it's a lot more than that. Okay? He wants us to inherit the kingdom. Okay? The kingdom of God. What he has, he wants us to have. Amen? All right? And the last one, which is the last one of the intro, okay, that I want to focus on today is about, you know, the Holy Spirit leading us to be sons. All right? Here in Romans 8, 14 to 17, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So here in these 3 points, it's all talking about the same thing, right? If you line up the scriptures together, it's almost the same, but one has the focus of the Father, one has the focus of the Son, and one has the focus of the Spirit, okay? And here, and I think I've shared this before, that the Holy Spirit bears witness. And when we talk about witness, it means evidence, all right? In the world, when the father wants to know whether the child is his or not, you do DNA tests, correct? Okay, maybe we all don't know because we all don't do it here, yeah? All right? Okay, only in the world, yeah? Right? Okay, you do DNA tests to find out. So if you will, when we have the Holy Spirit in us, that the Holy Spirit is our DNA. The Holy Spirit gives us the divine nature of Abba Father, DNA. Yeah? Okay? Amen. Okay? So, sons of God must be led by the Spirit. When we talk about being led, if the Spirit is leading, we follow. Right? If the Spirit is leading, we follow. All right? In order to follow, we must hear. All right? And one of the things that after the conference, in terms of my personal devotion, is that I think God is challenging to be waiting on him. Okay? Because when we talk about, yeah, prayer is talking to God, right? Okay? That's correct. But when we pray, do we come in, or this is what I see myself, I come in, I pray, you know? Okay, finish, and then go. Right? So if you imagine, if like a relationship, if you just come and talk, and then you walk out. It's like, there's no, people can talk, but there may not be communication. Have you had this? All right? In the workplace, we have people, what you call like whingers, or people who just come in, like, you know, we will have lunch together, and then suddenly people will just come in, "Ayo, today's so cold," and then they walk out. And then we're like, huh? Is she talking to me, or... Right? Have you got this kind of people in your workplace? Okay, maybe not. All right. Okay, somehow they just got something to complain every day. Oh, my phone is giving me trouble. Oh, should I buy iPhone this, iPhone that, or whatever? But they're not really talking directly to us. Okay? And sometimes when I saw that, I was like, suddenly, maybe this is what I'm doing. Yeah, it's like, because when we talk about communication, there is the talking and then there is the listening. There's the talking, then there's the listening, right? So it's something that God is challenging me, okay? And I think that maybe for all of us as well, maybe it's something that God has been speaking to us as well. Maybe it's time to listen or give God time to talk to you, all right? So this is something, and I listened to Pastor Fred's message last week. He was talking about when he experienced the baptism of the Spirit, his life changed. There's something about receiving the Holy Spirit inside us that brings our spiritual level to the next level, yeah? And it's like, wow, it's like just a confirmation that, you know, all of us truly, truly need to be baptized by the Holy Spirit, all right? It's not just water baptism, but also the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It would just change our lives. So, again, a challenge for all of us here, okay? So, we know that when we get convicted of our sins, it's of the Spirit as well. So our salvations start with the Spirit. It may be that someone talk about Jesus to us, yes, but in the end, the conviction of the heart came from the Spirit. Yeah. So that means your salvation start from the Spirit. But then there needs to be a progression after that. Yeah. And when you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, then you begin to see, wow, new things in your life. All right? So this is what God has been challenging me, that, you know, we have to learn to listen from God. But then when Ludwig was talking about frequency, you know, God speaks, right? God speaks. But also, God uses prophets to speak as well. You know, in Hebrews, it says that God spoke to the prophet in time past. So he uses men that can catch, quote-unquote, the frequency of God, to pass on to the people, right? And he uses fivefold ministers, all right? Pastors, teachers, evangelists, that can catch the frequency of God at that time to release to us. So these are the people we also listen to, Okay? It's not like we go to one extreme, okay, I only listen to God, and then you just block out everything else. All right? You just say, me, my Bible, and myself. That's it. All right? Because that will be what you call extreme. Yeah? We also, God also use what you call authorities above us, our parents, our pastors, to speak to us. All right? God's word. All right? To speak to us, what is God doing right now? Yeah? And there's like prophets who release words to us right now that what we need to do. Okay? Amen? All right. So then we talk about this word frequency a lot, right? Frequency, I must tune my frequency, make sure I have the frequency of heaven, things like that. So before we go into just what you call a cliche of this word called frequency, all right, I just want to share a bit about what I receive in terms of frequency. Or what does frequency really mean to me? All right, or what does frequency should mean to you? Okay? Now, when we talk about frequency, now come to the science. Okay, I wear my scientist cap a bit. All right, when you talk about frequency, it's basically sound, all right, with a specific wavelength. All right, and you see the squiggly lines, that's a wavelength, you call that. All right, how high the wavelength, you call it amplitude, and how often it goes like that, it's called frequency. Yeah, correct? Okay, so in that diagram there, it shows that there are a variety of frequency in there. Okay? Unless the frequency is matched, you cannot catch it. Okay? You cannot receive it and transmit it to others. All right? So when we talk about spiritual frequency then, all right, there are different sounds that we can hear. All right? We want to hear the right kind of sound. Okay? So when we talk about spiritual frequency, all right, then it talks about, quote-unquote, go into this theme of sound, all right? It can be voices. It can be thoughts in our hearts, or thoughts in our mind. It can be desires as well, because how someone desires something or what is someone's condition of the heart, when someone speaks, they receive different kind of frequency, yeah? When you are in what you call a happy place, what we call a happy place, when people speak to you, you feel, oh, good, yeah? But when you are feeling sad, and people try to tell you happy things, you can't receive it, all right? So it's got to do with, like, your desires as well. It's got to do with what you're thinking at the moment. It's got to do with the voices you are hearing, okay? And why is it that Dr. Jonathan used this word frequency? It's because it's something beyond physical, right? Frequency or wavelengths or radio waves is something you can't see. But yet, it does something. It does connect to us. And I think that's why we use this word frequency a lot, because even though it's not a word in the Bible, you know, it doesn't say frequency, but it's what you call interpretation of frequency. A lot of it is in the word. Yeah, because we want to do not only hear God's word, not only read God's word, but out of that, we want to see what's God's heart. We want to know what's God's thinking. We want to know what is it that He desires us to do at that time. And that's what we mean by tuning the frequency. All right? It's not just talking about sound and all that. All right? Okay? And also, with all these things, it's not just sound. It's just not voice. Because when prophets receive something from God, they also receive picture. Yeah? So frequency can also come in images, in something we read, and things like that. So again, when you talk about radio, the frequency is related to sound. But when you talk about TV, the frequency is images. All right? So we don't want to limit ourselves to just think frequency means sound waves. Okay? It comes in a variety of things. All right? Depending on what we're talking about. So even prophets spiritually, they receive frequencies of God in terms of pictures, and then some of them act it out as we read, all right, in Ezekiel, and some of them just tell, or some of them just record down and tell of the picture they see, like we learn in Daniel's, right? We learn in the symbols at the moment, what he saw, okay? So these are things we need to realize when we talk about frequency, then, oh, it's about what God is doing at that moment, at this time. What is God feeling at the moment? All right, and this is what we want to tune to what God is saying. Buddhists is what we want to tune to what is God is doing, okay? And that's why we use this word frequency. So now into the practical things of frequency, right? All right, so first thing, the most obvious thing is that, so in the natural, when you talk about frequency, it allows communication. But the communication uses a specific channel, or what we call bandwidth, right? I don't know if you all have used that that kind of TV before. All right, we used to have it, our first TV, where you have to tune manually the TV. If not, no picture comes out, yeah? Right? So, how do we apply this in our spiritual life? There are a lot of frequencies out there in the spirit, okay? We are talking about spiritual things now. So, whatever we tune ourselves to, that is the picture we're going to get, all right? That is the thing we're going to receive, all right? So, be careful, be careful what we are tuning our frequency to, all right? And when we talk about being baptized in the Holy Spirit, it tunes our frequency a bit closer to the bandwidth of God. It tunes us a bit more. That's why, in terms of spiritual things, sometimes maybe we try for a little while, and then we think, oh, it doesn't work out, and then we stop. All right? Just like exercise as well. If you want to have muscles, you don't just go to the gym once. Correct? I mean, okay, maybe no one goes to gym. But you understand what I'm saying. Sometimes it's not about just the one-time experience. Yes, you've got your salvation. Yes, you've got that day when you receive the Holy Spirit. But the tuning has to be daily. It has to come until we are so sharp, so specific. But even though we've already there, people can change it, right? Frequency can be, and you know, with the TV example as well, sometimes you turn on, it's like that because someone has shifted it, right? Shifted the frequency. So when we talk about frequency of the Spirit then, so what God is challenging me, at every meeting, when there is a prayer meeting especially, don't forsake that. Don't take it for granted. It's not about pray, and then feeling good. All right? It's got something, when we pray in the Spirit to start a meeting, there is something that aligns us. You know, in the conference, you know, a lot of you may know that Dr. Jonathan doesn't give short sharing. It's never short. It's like 1-2 hours, minimum 1.5 hours. Yeah? But I truly believe that thing in the morning that we always do, we pray in the Spirit, you know, and also during, you know, everyone just say yes, yes, because we're like tuning into his frequency that God is giving him. You know, there's something about receiving. And of course, we say we're not going to receive every information. But it's amazing how at the end of it, we're like, wow, I've received so much. It's like, and then you try to tell people, I receive a lot, but I don't know what to really tell you yet. Like, you can't, what you call, digest it. Yeah, but you know that you've received a lot. And it's amazing that during the 2 or 2.5 hours of, you know, him just speaking, we are just receiving. And I truly believe it's got something to do with the praying the Spirit first. All right, so in any meeting that we go, prayer time, that's the time we must tune. And that's the time is very, very important. Don't forsake, you know, morning prayer in church as well, all right? Because it's really important. It's really, really important so that it prepares us to receive the message. Amen? All right? So then the Spirit of God then will enable us to connect to God even more. And this can come through prayer, can by reading the Word. And sometimes we use this word a lot, you know, highway to Zion, pathway to Zion. All right? This is just a little what you call teaser, okay? All right? When we have this Spirit frequency that is matched, then we want to go to this place called Zion. All right? The place called Zion is basically the spiritual state of the church. All right? This is the one what everyone is looking forward to, okay? This Zion, okay? Just to make sure, in case another one of us, when we talk about, we want to be a state of Zion. It's like, what is that? Okay? So when Zion, it means that the church has come to this spiritual stature that is become a place called Zion. Okay, this is what we want, all right? Okay, so the next one. Okay, now, with frequency, all right, it also allows impartation. And what I mean is that it's not just the transfer of knowledge or the transfer of information. Okay, it allows impartation of things. All right, things that we don't have, suddenly we have. All right, so when we tune to frequency of either a preacher or a man of God who's saying, who's speaking, we are receiving something, even though we don't realize it. And I'm trying to think, what is the natural example of this, right? Now, when I was young, I liked to watch this thing called wrestling. I don't know, you all know, WWE, like, it's called the entertainment kind of wrestling, okay? Not the sports, all right? It's called entertainment sports. And when we, after we watch it, right, then we feel like, whoa, I want to do some of those things, all right? And then you get things like this on the corner there where you see your me and my brother start, you know, try to act all the things, all right? Because when we watch all these things, we are receiving something. We are receiving a quote-unquote desire to be one of the wrestler. And then, you know, we pick characters like, I'll be this one, you be that one, and then we're like, and then, you know, and when we really, really play the character, it's like, hey, you are wrestler A. Wrestler A doesn't have this kind of move, cannot, like, you know, unfair, okay? So it's like, you know, there are some things that when we watch, okay, I'm talking about natural, there's something we also receive we don't realize, all right? So that's why we're talking about, you know, we got to be careful of the frequency we tune in. We got to be careful what we're reading in media, because things we read, things we watch will affect us. Will affect, whether we like it or not, it will affect us, okay? And then when we come into the spiritual things, you know, some of the things we are saying, oh, I really want to be like this person, or I really want to grow to this level. But sometimes it doesn't happen straight away, right? It's something that spiritual things are caught, okay? It's not something we have to work out with our mind. If we do it with our mind, we're going to get tired, okay? And this is what I realized then, when we connect more to pastors, when we, in church, we become a bit more alert and purposing to receive from them, then we can see what is happening in our life. We start to understand a bit more. We start to, oh, this puzzle, it starts to come together. Yeah? And these are the things when we talk about, we not only catch the information when someone speaks, you know, we not only catch the knowledge of it, but there is something about the spirit that we are catching. We are catching the heart of what the person is saying. We are catching the feelings, okay? And the Bible tells us that, you know, it depends on our heart how we're going to catch these things. Because when we talk or when we share things, it's like throwing seeds or sowing seeds, yeah? And then how you're going to receive it is going to depend on your heart. And we've been talking about the condition of the heart in the parables, all right? And that's just a picture there that shows, you know, the first one when the birds come and eat, and then the second one is, you know, when it's fallen on rocks, so it cannot grow very much. And then the third one there, it's about, you know, the thorns choking the seed. And then the last one is when it's fallen on good ground, which means good heart. Heart that says, yes, I want to receive, I want to learn, and I want to learn more. Amen? All right? This is the kind of heart we want, okay? And when we see then frequencies of someone sharing at the moment, this is what we want to catch. Okay, it's not just catching what they say, but there's a lot more than that. Amen? And this is what we, as the group that went to Moa, we're beginning to see when we are there, there is something about just being in that place. Yeah, and it's different to listening to him on the DVD as well. There's a different dimension. Yeah? So, but saying that, there's also things where he talked about these seeds that we are receiving from him when we come here, we also are passing on to you, yeah? So it's not just, oh, only the young people went to Arrow, so the blessing is just for them. No, it's also now that we're here and we're given the chance to impart to you all, you are also receiving that, the portion, yeah? Because when we take what's from Arrow and come here, we release it to the children, we're releasing it here in the main hall, so everyone gets it, yeah? What pastors get as well, they spread it to us. Yeah, so it all depends on how much we want to receive or how we are receiving it. Amen? All right, so next one. Okay, then if we are all receiving the same frequency, this allows unity. Okay, and just like when building a house, there's always a plan, right? But how, the plan is the same. The plan is the same, but how other workers see it, they can apply it to their own lives. So a bricklayer sees the plan, same plan, he knows what to do already. And then a plumber comes and see the plan, oh, okay, he knows where to put the pipes, right? So when we then that's where you talk about, oh, there is this same destiny, but yet I have different gifts and talents, and then I know how to put it all together. Because sometimes we feel a bit confused. It's like, we are special, we are unique, I've got gifts and talents, but yet I must be the same. It's not really that, okay? It's got to do with what God is planning, what God has the purpose, what's God's destiny for the church is one. But how we fit in there will depend on the gifts and talents that God gave us. But in the end, when it all comes together, it's one house. Yeah? All right? You don't build a pipe outside the house. You don't put the timbers somewhere else. Right? Everything all comes together. All right? And this is what we are trying to achieve right now. You know, at the moment, then when you talk about plumbers, plumbers have to be skilled. Right? You know, bricklayers, they have to be skilled. So there is the personal responsibility. So, and in this conference, again, there's two kind of extremes that I receive. I know some of the things is like, wow, God is raising us up. God is going to give grace to change. God is giving. It feels like, oh, everything God do, I'm just here. I'm received already. Okay. Right? It feels like a bit extreme, like, you know, oh, like I don't have to do anything. But yet, he also talks. You got to align yourself. You got to change. You got to make sure you guard your heart. You cannot allow other frequencies to change you. So there's that personal responsibility. And when we think about this house that is being built, right? All of us here have gifts and talents, but we got to sharpen ourselves. We ourselves have to build. You know, even the Bible talks about us being living bricks. All right? And if you know, bricks got to be perfect. Almost. Yeah, it has to be like the same size. A bit cracked, they won't use it. They have to throw. Right? Yeah. So we, as bricks, even bricks, have to be what you call tuned to that dimension that the bricklayers want. Yeah. All right? Timbers have to be cut to a certain size that can be used. So think about this in our life. Then, oh, so if God wants to use me, right, then I've got to firstly be willing to be used first, but also be willing to be adjusted so that he can fit me in wherever is needed. Yeah? So don't go extreme again. You know, we declare this prophetic word. Yeah, I receive. And then you go home, you don't do anything about it. Yeah? Okay? This is something that I began to realize as well. It's like, wow, sometimes go to a conference is nice. It's receiving things. But yet when I come home, that's the real challenge. Okay, what am I going to do with what I receive? How am I going to adjust myself or my life? Yeah? So I think that God is speaking to every one of us right now as well. That, you know, there is this word that keeps saying, there is grace to change, there is call to change, but there must be an action to change. Yeah? Okay? And even though we talk about there's no more limitations, you know, God is breaking limitation. We all can, quote unquote, be what God wants us to be and all that, but we got to take that first step. Yeah? Okay? And when we talk about this then, when everyone plays their part and tune into that, what you call same frequency, same plan, then we're beginning to see things beginning to work out. Right? And in science, when you talk about sound and wavelength and all that, there's this thing called resonance. I don't know if you all know what that means. It means that if one sound comes here and another sound of the same frequency match, the loudness of the sound or the amplitude actually increases. Okay? There's a phenomenon called the resonance of the bridge. Right? Bridge can sway a bit. All right? Some bridge sway a bit. But if the wind blows on that bridge on the same frequency as the bridge, what happens is the bridge beginning to swing even more and more. And then that's how bridge can collapse. Okay? Because of this thing called what we call resonance. right? When a wavelength matches another wavelength, the thing swings larger. Okay? I don't know if you all understand what that. Which means, okay, doesn't matter. If you all don't understand, then this is where it comes into the spiritual application of what we call resonance, where, you know, in the Bible it says, you know, one can put 1,000, and then two put to 10,000. Yeah? So there is something about working together that there is an exponential growth. Okay? There is an amplification of the strength of two. Yeah? So when we come together, even talking about encouraging each other, when there is someone to do it with you, like quote-unquote gymming or exercise, things that you don't like to do, it helps when someone is doing it with you, right? Yeah? So these are the things we see. That's why we want to match frequencies with each other. But what is the frequency we should match with? It's not my interest and your interest should match. It's not like that. It's got to do with that common frequency, which is basically the frequency of the Spirit or God's frequency. And, you know, if I tune to God's frequency, Ludwig tunes to God's frequency, Uncle Main tunes to God's frequency, everyone here's tune, then we're all going to be on the same, right? Right? We don't have to think, oh, what is your gift? What is my gift? It's two different person. It's not like that, okay? When we have that one common one and we all tune to that, then we're going to have this amplification effect. We have this unity of frequency. It's not just coming together, but the coming together amplifies what we have to do, the power. Amen? All right, last one, okay? Now, frequency also, Dr. Jonathan talks about this, access to resources, which is something I'm still trying to figure out, okay? Or doors to certain things, okay? And, you know, I don't know if you all watch spy movies or things about, you know, access code, right? You know, like the president comes in, he has to scan the eye, and then he has to speak, and then if the voice match, then the door opens, right? So there is something about spiritually as well. When we tune our frequency to the assignment that God has, God doesn't give an assignment without blessing or providing for that assignment, all right? Sometimes we get the vision of the assignment, and then we try to do it with our own strength without tuning our frequency, so we don't get the resources that is available. We don't receive, or we don't have access to the doors to this room of resources. All right, so that's where when we talk about then, you know, the conference we went to, it's called Select Arrows, right? But to be naturally, when you talk about arrows, firstly it has to be sharp, and secondly it has to be accurate. If the arrows fly like this, It's not a good arrow, right? The arrow has to be thrown away, basically, yeah? So it's talking about then for all of us to tune ourselves, tune our life. We got to adjust our life, because if not, then God can't use us to our full potential, okay? We are only doing it by our own physical effort, all right? And recently, I took out one of the church old bass guitar that looks something like that, all right? Because it hasn't been used for so long, the thing is out of tune, yeah? And if it's out of tune, cannot use to its potential. Did the guitar do anything quote-unquote bad? It didn't. What the guitar did was just to sit there, not being used. Sometimes then I feel like, sometimes when we don't do anything with our life, we just sit there, you know, we're not quote-unquote doing anything wrong. Even then, our frequency can change over time. Yeah? It's a bit like when I pick up the guitar, it's like, suddenly I just got this revelation. It's like, for the guitar to be used at its full potential, it needs to be retuned. Even though it's just sitting there and doing nothing. Yeah? So, then, when we talk about frequency and all these things, it comes back to then, it's just how I live my life has got to match with what God is saying at this time, with what is God is thinking, what is God is doing for His church, all right? Because then, if we try to compare things like 50 years ago, 20 years ago, that frequency may already not be the one that God is moving in at the moment. Yeah, so we gotta do it right now. It's this time, all right? Just like that guitar that just sat 10 years ago, it may not be the same anymore, but it can be used. Still can be used if you just retune it. Yeah? So this is kind of the things that we, why we keep using this word frequency, tuning, and all this, is because the word is so impactful. Yeah? And we're beginning to see how you apply this word to every aspect of our life. Yeah? And then, and when we go into the conclusion then, right? Sometimes why we don't tune to the frequency of what God is doing is because of what we call unbelief, which means the frequency has been jammed. Okay? You're not even turning on your frequency to connect. You're not even turning on your receiver to receive that wavelength. All right? Maybe some of us need to be challenged in this area. Yeah? And also, what happens to us is that we are being tuned by other kinds of frequencies. So even in the conference, they talk about, you know, guard against other frequencies, all right? The devil is always trying to move us away, yeah? He might be giving us thoughts. You know, the world definitely is trying to lead us away, right? And even our own self, sometimes we think that, oh, this must be the way. So all these voices, different voices in our life, we got to be watchful that, is it really what God is speaking at this point? Right? Something that worked for us 10 years ago may not be the same thing right now. Yeah? And also then, when we talk about, you know, walking with God, there is a progression. There's always something to keep going. If we think that we're just normal all the way, then there's something wrong with our lives. Yeah, there must be a desire to always wanting more. That's what I found. It's like, the more I go into it, the more I feel like, this is not enough. I need even more. Yeah, this is something that has to speak to each one of us. Yeah, it's something that should push us to know more about God. Yeah, and what happens when we don't have this desire? I think personally for my own life, it's when I look at other frequency or I connect to others. Okay, the frequency is here, but there's others that come this way, and then I turn myself, and I think, oh, no, I'm all right. Okay, but indeed, here is the frequency of God, but I've gone away so much that I missed it. Yeah, so then there is a call for all of us right now to retune our frequency. This is the word that's just been released out. It may be released in different kind of ways. You know, time to change, time to turn around, there's breakthrough. All these things basically tells us that we got to align back ourselves. Yeah? Because, you know, in Romans 8:19, it says that for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. So here, what it's saying is that, think about people around you right now, your family, your friends, okay, the people you work with, they are waiting for you to appear as sons of God. Yeah, so which means it's an awesome responsibility / privilege as well, because God is not only calling us to be sons of God, but He actually gave us what all that is necessary for us to become sons of God. Yeah, and all of us here right now, when we see the people around us, it's like they are waiting for me to come out, to readjust my life. It's like, wow, I've never seen this scripture like this. Yeah, because sometimes we just think, oh, revealing of the sons of God, oh, I think God will just ding, and then sons of God appear, right? Without realizing, this scripture is speaking about us. And we talk about, I pray for my family and all that, but think about this way as well. Maybe God is using us to affect their life. Yeah, and this is what, and the conference again, is talking about giving answer to the world, giving answer to the generation. We don't see it at the moment, you know? Sometimes people come to us with problems, we also like, or a bit shaken and things like that. But what I realize is that the more and more I connect with the Spirit, the more and more I connect with pastors and all these things that it's been imported in my life, then slowly, I begin to realize, hey, I actually have some answers. You know, we don't want to talk about it in pride, like I know everything, but whatever my cousins are going through, it's weird that somehow I just got the words to tell them. And then they're like, you know, in fact, my cousins admitted this to me. He said, sometimes I don't even like to talk to you. Why? Because it makes them think differently, and then they think, I need to change. Do you understand? Like, my cousins, they call me Cocodino, right? It's like, Cocodino, sometimes I don't want to tell you my problems because when you speak, and then it's like, actually, this problem is my own problem. It's like something I create my own. Yeah, so it's like, this is kind of an example I'm beginning to see as more and more I connect with the things of the Spirit. So it may be different in for everyone, but the point is, all of us gotta readjust our life, okay? And definitely the time is now to change, okay? The time to change is now. Everyone says the time to change is now. Okay, and you know, it was so timely that Pastor Fred shared this, you know, about, you know, let Christ increase in our life and let I decrease. You know, let our old self be crucified. As we crucify ourselves, more and more we stop listening to our own frequency. We start listening to the frequency of Christ. We start listening to the frequency of the Spirit. Amen? Yeah. All right, and this is what we want for all of us, all right, to begin to operate, you know, with God, to operate with the Holy Spirit, okay? And we talk about the journey, right? We're talking about, you know, pursuing perfection. All of us have to pursue perfection. But, you know, this is something that God gave me in Malaysia. You know, the Chinese saying, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step, right? But maybe we put it in a biblical context, the journey to perfection starts with one decision. All right, and that context is like Daniel. Daniel just made first one decision not to defile himself. And we already know, we don't have to explain, but you know how God brought Daniel through in the book of Daniel. All right, how God used him mightily. How God used him to be an answer to the people around him. Yeah. Amen? And this is what we want to declare to each and every one of us right now, that we make this first decision first. All right. Then, as the Spirit speaks to us, we got to make decisions. Every day there is a decision to make, so that decisions will tune us back to that frequency of God that we keep talking about. Amen? All right. So maybe I invite the worship team come down. And let's pray that all of us here will know what this thing about frequency of God is all about. But then, once we know, we will purpose in our heart to keep changing so that we arrive to this frequency of God. Amen? All right? And okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the words that you have released today, Lord. Lord, we purpose in our heart right now, like Daniel, not to defile ourselves, but to tune ourselves to your frequency. Lord, give us the understanding, give us the clarity, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to understand truly what it means to tune our life to the frequency of heaven, to the frequency of the Spirit, to the frequency of the house. And also, Lord, that our inner man, that our spirit will be truly matched with the frequency of the Spirit. Yes. Right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, we activate that hunger and thirst, Lord, yes, to tune our frequency, to yes, hunger and thirst for your righteousness, yes, to hunger and thirst for your kingdom, Lord. And Lord, that as you bring us in our journey, that we will decide and choose the right way. We will decide and choose the way that is closer and closer to the frequency of heaven. And Lord, right now in Jesus' name, I declare that all of us here will rise up, yeah, to be that true sons, yeah, of the house, yeah, to be a warrior in wherever you put us, to be that testimony to the people around us, to be that sons of God that you are revealing, yeah, in wherever we are, Lord, that we will bring the answer to the world through you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we declare right now that those who are thinking that we can't achieve it, Lord, we break that thinking pattern right now in Jesus' name. Lord, those that are thinking that, no, I don't want this, or I'm so confused, Lord, we break that in Jesus' name. Lord, let there be clarity. Let there be a passion to pursue the things of God. Let there be a increase faith, Lord, that as we take that small step, that we can do it, because it is to Christ that strengthens us, that we are pursuing this common destiny, this common corporate destiny together. Lord, begin to speak to us, Lord. Begin to speak to us. Let the voice of God be louder than our own voice. Let the voice of God be louder than the voice of the enemy. Let the voice of God be louder than the voice of the world right now. In Jesus' name, amen.